Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Welcome back. Today's podcast is part three of a four-part series that I'm calling Hope and the Wise, the Foolish, and the Simple. King Solomon, one of the wisest men to ever live, said, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Our hopes are sometimes put on hold because of the people we're associated with. The three types of people that we deal with in life connected to our hopes are, number one, wise people, number two, foolish people, and number three, evil people. Now, it's important to know which type of person we're working with because you can't deal with them all in the same way. In yesterday's podcast, we talked about one of the main traits of the wise person, which is that when the light or the truth shows up, the wise person looks at it, receives it, and adjusts his behavior to align himself with the truth or the light. The fool, on the other hand, does the exact opposite. He rejects feedback, he resists it, he explains it away, and he does nothing to adjust to meet its requirements. The fool tries to redefine the truth so he doesn't have to adjust to it. Giving feedback to a foolish person is, unfortunately, in general, a waste of time. Just as the wise person doesn't necessarily mean that that person is especially smart or gifted, so the foolish person doesn't mean that that person is necessarily dumb or lacks talent. In fact, a lot of times the foolish person may be the most gifted and charming person in the room. Here are some telltale traits that let you know if you're dealing with a foolish person. Number one, when given constructive or corrective feedback, they are defensive and immediately come back at you with a reason why it is not their fault. Number two, when a mistake is pointed out, they externalize the mistake and blame it on someone else or something else beyond their control. Number three, when you talk through problems with a wise person, it strengthens the relationship. However, when you attempt to talk through problems with a foolish person, it creates conflict, alienation, and a breach of the relationship. Number four, foolish people never really take ownership of their role in an issue or a problem. Number five, foolish people often see themselves as the victim, and they see the people who confront them as persecutors for pointing out the problem. They feel like the morally superior victim and often find someone to rescue them or someone who will agree with how bad you are for being against them. The main way to identify if you're dealing with a foolish person is this: talking about the problem never helps. Unless, of course, you're willing to see things their way, which creates a whole different problem. The best strategy is to simply stop talking about the problem and take the necessary steps to protect and preserve the mission, the task at hand, other people involved, etc. When I was growing up, there was a saying, "One monkey don't stop no show." And I know the grammar is bad, but the point is valid. Don't let a foolish person put your entire life on hold. The choice is yours. And remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I'd like to close each podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious, precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me run well and finish strong. It was great spending this time together. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.